Tuesday, July 11th. It's considerable phone discussion back and forth with Washington on the whole Connally plan, as Colson and McGregor are very anxious to get going on the Democrat organization. And I've had to hold them off on doing anything until Connally gets on top of it, which has Colson champing at the bit. Billy Graham called to give me the names of all his Christian youth types. He's very enthusiastic and thinks we've got a very good group to work with us in organizing that. He also feels we have a good chance on the blacks by splitting them and getting the religious blacks who are scared of the criminal elements and so on to come over to our side. He thinks we're in good shape with the Jews. Rabbi Tannenbaum in New York, the American Jewish Committee, wants to campaign all out for us, etc. So he's very enthusiastic. End of July. Now, let's see. Later this evening, President called asking about some details on the convention, how we are handling ours and so on. He says that we have the candidate we want now as our opponent, but if they take Teddy as the VP, then we'll have to change our tactics a little. He talked with Connally and wants to have dinner with Connally and me on Thursday night, and then meet with Kissinger the following morning, and then back to politics after the Kissinger meeting. Thinks that we should make the decision that Connally should be given full authority to handle all of the Democratic operations and that our people should just defer to him, let him run it. And quite a little rambling thought about Teddy. Says that, asked me to do some checking to see whether anybody agreed with the possibility that Teddy was going to take the VP, but all our people, all our analysis is that he will not. President felt we should still put out a prediction that he was going to, so that we could shoot it down as a cynical move if he does do it. We decided not to do this because there doesn't seem to be any possibility, really, of his taking it. End of July 11th.